I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's welcome aboard right now Scott Gramling, Editor-in-Chief, Draft Engine Fantasy Football Magazine, DraftEngine.com. Good morning, Scotty. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Scott. Doing well. And a lot to get into here, and, yep, and not a lot of time to do it. So let's start here with the Giants. Showed a little bit of a pulse offensively against the Cowboys, and you expected them to do that. What about today from a fantasy perspective? Any Giants worthy of fantasy consideration going up against this Washington defense?
Yeah, Moose, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact we have four teams on a bye this week. So the player pool is a little shrunk, and I think Devonta Freeman is worthy of consideration. I've got him outside the top 20 among fantasy running backs, but inside the top 25, so it makes him a decent flex play. I think when you look at the last two games, he's reached 15 touches in each of those games, so he is the guy in the backfield. And you think that the game flow could be more in the Giants' favor here, not that they're necessarily going to get a big lead and be able to sit on the running game in the fourth quarter, but you would think that this would be a more balanced attack, that they're not going to be playing from behind, maybe like they were earlier in the season, you know, in a game like against Chicago where they're down 17-0 at half. I think Freeman's a solid play. I think when you look at what Darius Slayton has done in recent weeks, he had the 8 catches, 129 yards, targeted 11 times. I think it's clear that he's the top option in the passing game. I think he's a decent start today, too. I think when you look at what Washington's defense has done in recent weeks, they have given up PPR points to opposing receivers. I think when you look at Evan Engram, I know he hasn't done much. He's mostly disappointed, but only the Saints and Falcons have allowed more touchdowns to opposing tight ends than the 5 Washington has allowed. So I've got Engram just inside the top 10 fantasy tight ends. And again, a lot of that has to do with the bye weeks. There's some quality options that are off. Darren Waller's off for Vegas. Hunter Henry's off for the Chargers. And then you've got Jared Cook off for the Saints as well. So I think those three guys, you know, Daniel Jones, he's gone 4 straight games now without throwing or rushing for a score. Again, when you look at the bye weeks and you've got Russell Wilson out, you've got Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, Drew Brees, I think you can consider Jones just inside the top 20 for week 6 fantasy quarterbacks. I would start him over Baker Mayfield, Teddy Bridgewater, Joe Burrow, Carson Wentz. All of those guys have tough matchups. You got Mayfield against the Steelers, Bridgewater against the Bears, Burrow against the Colts, Wentz against the Ravens. I would also start Jones over, say, Phillip Rivers, Jimmy Garoppolo, both of whom have struggled. So if you have one of those quarterbacks on a bye, and maybe you can go to the waiver wire. I know Daniel Jones is on a lot of waiver wires. I think there's an opportunity for him here against a Redskins defense that statistically looks better than it is because they haven't been facing a lot of passing attempts late in games because they've been down so much. When you look at what they've done, though, yards per attempt, Washington is in the bottom 10. So I do think, look, I'm not looking for Jones to set the world on fire. He did get the touchdown called back last week on that horrible offensive pass interference call. I think you could see him break that streak of not finding the end zone and maybe put up a decent 240, 250 if you're desperate for the quarterback position.
And what about the Washington football team's offense? Aside from Terry McLaurin, is there anybody else that you would consider starting today in your lineup? Maybe Antonio Gibson?
Yeah, I think Gibson's a good call, David. I think when you look at the fact that, you know, he's gone over 15 touches each of the past 2 weeks, and that's despite the Redskins getting blown out. Again, the game flow should be, you know, this is close to a pick'em game. You would think that in the fourth quarter, both teams are still running balanced offenses. I could see Gibson surpassing 20 touches. And again, you look at the Giants, They've allowed 6 total touchdowns to running backs. They've allowed 3 to gain at least 100 total yards. I think Gibson is a top 20 fantasy option among running backs for week 6.
All right, how about down to Miami and the Jets? Outside of Crowder here, is there anybody else for fantasy? It's almost comical when you look at this Gase and Dowell Loggins offense, but Crowder obviously has been good, and he's a good player. He's a good wide receiver. He really is.
Yeah.
Outside of Jamison Crowder, is there anybody else that you look at this Jets offense? Piron's going to get a little bit more burn, obviously, now with no Le'Veon Bell. Anybody else for the Jets worthy of consideration, Scott?
You know, I think unless you're in like a 40-team fantasy league, I'm not sure you can go so deep. You know, Crowder is solid. I mean, Crowder's the top 20 fantasy wideout again this week. I mean, he's reached 10 targets. He's gone over 100 yards in all 3 games. I guess when you're the only guy that's capable of doing anything, you're going to get your chances. I'm rolling with Crowder, and I'm not looking any further until signs to the contrary, which I don't think are going to be this week with Flacco at quarterback.
What about for the Miami Dolphins, Ryan Fitzpatrick? Obviously threw for 350 and 3 touchdowns last week against the 49ers. Is he a must-start today?
You know, I'm not sure he's a must-start, David, but he's certainly worthy of strong consideration. I do have – look, it depends what other options you have. I think he's right on that top 10 borderline among fantasy quarterbacks. I mean, you look at the fact that every Jets opposing quarterback except Phillip Rivers has thrown for multiple touchdowns this year. Jets have allowed a couple of 300-yard passers. You know, Fitzpatrick, not just against the 49ers, he's been pretty solid throughout. I mean, they had a couple of really tough games to start the season with the Patriots and then the Bills, when the Bills' defense was still a lot healthier than it is right now. And really, since then, you know, he had a good game that Thursday night against the Jaguars. I think Fitzpatrick is definitely somebody to consider. And again, with 4 pretty solid quarterbacks, you know, 2 great ones in Breeze and Wilson on a bye, and then some certainly serviceable ones with Herbert and Carr on a bye, this could be a spot here where Fitzpatrick, I think certainly with the matchup and what he's been doing in recent weeks, is worthy of considering for a starting spot in fantasy today.
Scotty, we're talking to Scott Grambling, DraftEngine.com, joins David and myself each and every week, week 6 edition of Football Sunday right here on The Fan. Scotty, how about down to Dallas? David and I talked about the Prescott injury closing out last hour. What about the fantasy fallout? Now, Dalton in at quarterback, we know the trio of wide receivers have been fantasy studs for the Cowboys offensively here for Mike McCarthy. What about the trickle-down effect now with Dalton in at quarterback from a fantasy perspective with Prescott being out?
Yeah, you know, I think the trickle-up effect should be that Ezekiel Elliott becomes the number one running back in fantasy. You would think that they would start to lean on the running game more, and it seems to make sense. I mean, that would only help keep that defense off the field, and maybe we're going to see an uptick of 4 or 5 touches per week with Elliott. I think when you talk about the receivers, you just got to knock them all down a little bit, but not to the point where you're dropping or I even think benching anybody at this point until we see a week or two of how the pecking order might shake out. I just think that between Lamb, Gallup, and Cooper, they've been so productive. I guess if there's a guy I'm most concerned about, maybe it's Michael Gallup, just because he's more of the deep guy. But then you look at Dalton in the Cincy days, and, you know, he kind of made a living just throwing the ball deep to A.J. Green and let him win one-on-one, and Gallup has certainly proven capable of that. So I think you just sort of temper expectations slightly for those guys, but I'm not sure there's anything you can really do. I'm not sure you're going to be able to sell high on them. I don't think there's going to be owners in your league that are going to take the risk of a Dalton-led team taking on one of those receivers for equal value in return. But I do think that Ezekiel Elliott's arrow is pointing firmly up in terms of fantasy.
You know, I've talked about earlier in this season about the Steelers rookie wide receiver Chase Claypool. Obviously had a huge performance last week with 4 touchdowns versus the Philadelphia Eagles. With them playing today up against the Cleveland Browns, is he somebody that needs to be in your fantasy lineup?
Yeah, I think he does, David, and I think it really has to do with Deontay Johnson being out again. That's what really allowed Claypool to ascend as one of the top receiving options along with Juju Smith-Schuster for the Steelers. I think it's a decent matchup. I've got him as a top 25 fantasy option Obviously, you're not expecting the four touchdowns, but certainly they see him as a red zone weapon. There almost seem to be some plays. I know it's a different offensive coordinator, but there seems to be some old Hines Ward-type plays being run down near the end zone there. He had that one score on the rushing touchdown. You know, the other guy who was a breakout in that game was Fulgham for the Eagles. He's somebody I just don't expect is going to repeat that 10-catch, 152 yards, and a touchdown. He was targeted 13 times. He's a guy who should be on fantasy rosters, but going against the Ravens, I think he's best left on the bench. So, yeah, I would roll with Claypool today and with Fulgham if he's a guy you picked up after that big performance. Worthy of a pickup, not worthy of a start in a tough matchup.
All right, how about Vikings and Falcons? Should be a lot of points scored between these two teams this afternoon in Minnesota. Dalvin Cook is out, the star running back for the Vikings. Is Madison a must-start for fantasy owners today?
Yes, absolutely. He was one of the guys we pointed to before the season in Draft Engine Fantasy Football Magazine as one of those must-own handcuffs. If you drafted Dalvin Cook, Madison is somebody you need as your fourth running back for exactly this kind of a situation. And he ends up rolling out against Atlanta, too. So it's a great matchup. I mean, you look at what he did against Seattle with 20 carries, 112 yards. He was also played a role in the passing game. He had the 3 catches for the 24 yards. I think he's a top 5 option today, Alexander Mattison. And there's really nobody else in that backfield that's going to take carries away from him. I could see a 25 to 30 range in terms of touches. And again, going against an Atlanta team that's an absolute mess, especially on defense, I think Madison, I wouldn't be surprised if he ends the day as the number one fantasy running back in terms of production. Wow. Yeah, I'm very high.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Also, we know that for the Denver Broncos, Melvin Gordon is out. Philip Lindsay's back from injury. Would you consider playing Philip Lindsay today as they face the New England Patriots?
You know, I think he's a very tough guy to start today, David. I think that, when you look at New England, the most yards they've given up rushing to opposing running back is 72, and that was against Chris Carson in week 2, that Sunday night shootout in Seattle. I don't expect this game to be a shootout. You look at what the Patriots have done in their home victories against the Raiders and then the season opener against the Dolphins. They were able to rely on the ground game that really kind of took the ball out of the other offensive hands and sort of really were able to play against the run there and force these opposing quarterbacks to pass. I think they did it with Fitzpatrick. They did it with Carr. I think they're almost certainly going to do it with Drew Locke, especially with him having been out since early in their week 2 game. So I think Lindsay is somebody going against a relatively tough run defense in a game where they're probably going to key on him. I just don't like the matchup. I think he could end up getting, 13, 14, maybe even 15 touches. But to be productive with those touches against this defense, I think is a bit too much to ask.
Scotty, before we get to your sleepers and busts, I've got a question of my own. In the Fan Fantasy Football League, right? Would you go Kirk Cousins today or Matt Ryan at quarterback?
I would go with Kirk Cousins today. I just think that the matchup is right. I know Julio Jones is back, but I don't know if he's fully healthy. I just think with the matchup, Cousins is the way to go. And it's kind of a rare situation here where I would go with Cousins over Ryan, because Ryan is the type of guy, the modern day Jay Cutler. I think we've referred to him before as the great garbage time quarterback. But I just don't think that Ryan today is a better start than Cousins when you look at the matchup on either side of the ball.
I like it. And last but not least, your sleepers and busts for the day.
You know, I've got a slew of sleepers today. And I think, again, these are the weeks where when you've got four pretty solid offenses on a bye, you've got to look a little deeper for guys. And, I think in that Patriots-Broncos game, Damian Harris with Sony Michel out with COVID-19, you saw Harris against the Chiefs get 100 yards in the season debut in that Monday night game. I like Damian Harris here today. Again, I think the Patriots are going to rely on that ground game. Sammy Watkins is out on Monday for the Chiefs, so I think Mecole Hardman becomes a good start. I think if you're looking a bit deeper, somebody like Christian Kirk, who was just non-existent over the first 3 weeks of the season, but he's kind of come on the past couple of weeks with 12 targets. He's got a great matchup against the Cowboys, who have allowed a slew of fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. And if you're looking for a tight end, I think Robert Tonyan for the Packers. They're coming off the bye. Last time you saw him, he had the 6 catches, 98 yards, 3 touchdowns. I know it was against the aforementioned Falcons defense, but you know, you're looking for a second option, that passing game for Green Bay after Davante Adams, and certainly in the red zone, it seems like Tonyan is a guy who's really ascending. T.Y. Hilton, I know he had his best game of the season against Cleveland. He had the 6 catches for 69 yards, but it was his first game with double-digit targets all season. I don't think the Colts are going to be chasing points against the Bengals. They were against the Browns. They're probably going to rely more on the running game. So I've got Hilton as a bust. I've got Edelman as a bust in that Patriots-Broncos game because of what I said. I think about the Patriots really trying to rely on that ground game. And then Austin Hooper, somebody been coming on the past couple of games against Dallas and Indianapolis. But I think this is too tough a matchup against the Steelers. You know, they held Evan Engram and Zach Ertz to a combined 3 catches on 15 yards. They just cover opposing tight ends really well. I would put Hooper in the bust category for this week.
Scotty Gramling, DraftEngine.com, editor-in-chief, Draft Engine Fantasy Football Magazine, wealth of knowledge and information that he gives us each and every week. Hey, Scotty, enjoy all the Sunday action today. Good luck in all your leagues. All right, brother?
Yeah, good luck to you, too. I never thought I'd say this, but good luck with Kirk Cousins today, too, Moose.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Scotty. I need help. I need a win. I got to be honest with you. I got to get back in the win column.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.